is adopted. Item 487, please.
Increased compensation for subrecipient contracts with Legal Aid Services of Oregon and Community Alliance of Tenants in the amount of $100,000. Add a subrecipient contract with JOIN in the amount of $110,000 for the provision of services in support of coordinated eviction prevention.
Colleagues, the Portland Housing Bureau is planning to conduct an eviction pilot for specific families who face forcible entry detainers, FEDs, through a combination of referral services, base-level legal advice, education, advocacy, and support services. As part of this anti-displacement efforts headed by the Bureau, this specific request is to fund the eviction pilot program. We're working with established nonprofit partners, as you heard, including the Community Alliance of Tenants, Legal Aid Service of Oregon, and JOIN. This collaboration will administer intake, screening, legal advice, and representation. General support has already been expressed by the Multnomah County Circuit Court for this pilot program though Portland Housing Bureau does fund existing programs that provide familiar services, the pilot program is being created to improve access in a one-stop methodology and will provide comprehensive eviction prevention services. This pilot is aimed at helping us understand whether a comprehensive approach can aid in providing long-term housing stability for households while simultaneously helping households to navigate through the turbulence of housing instability. Council, if you have any questions about this program, we have Kim McCarty, we have Uma Krishnan from the Housing Bureau, and, of course, we have Director Callahan. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Just a comment. I'd like to thank our staff for all of the work to develop this pilot project with our partners. Households facing eviction or who have an eviction are unable to rent in our market, often become homeless. If they are able to rent, they are usually living in substandard housing. This pilot is especially important to us to gather more information, make sure that we can help folks prevent them from homelessness, and we will be happy to bring back the results of this pilot project to you and would hope that you would see a request to continue this, if successful, in the next budget cycle.
Very good.
When would you think of bringing that report?
We're hoping sometime in December, because it's a short-term project.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Very good. Is there any public testimony on this? Oh, I'm sorry. Mayor, Commissioner
sorry.
Daly.
I'm sorry. I may have missed it, but do you know about how many households we may be able to serve?
I know that we're planning on doing about 50 through direct legal assistance so that LASO or others would represent them, but we're not planning on that just being the total number.
Okay.
Kim, do you have an estimate?
We estimate approximately 30 households and then more with more indirect services.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good. Public testimony on this item, Carla.
No one signed up.
Yes.
One person would like to testify. Come on up. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Creativity Watchdog. I do approve of the increase in compensation. One of the issues I may have is that I understand you're increasing the Community Alliance of Tenants contract of $25,000, if I'm reading this properly. Again, if you're increasing that, does that mean that they've spent their funds or that we're able to look at where the money has gone prior to this? Because you're asking for an increase. So that's just a question I'm posing at this time. Another issue I have is that one of the biggest concerns, I guess, and I want to make it clear, it refers to this, is that when we were talking the State of the Housing in Portland report, and why I'm asking this is that I really feel that by looking at all of the groups that are on here, I wanted to see NAIA receive some additional money. And I'll explain to you why, referring to this, is that when you look at the State of the Housing report, if you go down every neighborhood, you'll see a decrease for Native Americans in the population from the year of 2000 to 2015. But you don't just see a small decrease. When they were at 7,000 or 12,125 in the year 2000, they dropped through the neighborhoods down to about 4,500. And then if you go down neighborhood by neighborhood, the amount of decrease is alarming to me. It's like, why are so many Native Americans moving out of the neighborhoods? And is it to do with their economic condition? And is the city providing any assistance? And again, I hope that you'll review that report number by number. And understanding what I'm talking about is alarming to me. And it needs to be looked at very close, because if you look at the decrease in population in the neighborhoods to the Native Americans, it's almost every neighborhood. And the numbers are 50% and higher of the population base. It's alarming to me why this is happening at this time. And do they need additional funding to stay in the neighborhoods? Do they need assistance to stay in the neighborhoods? Are they able to stay in their current housing in the neighborhoods? But why are we not addressing this? Why are we not looking at that data and saying, this is alarming? This is alarming. And so from my position, I'm hoping NAIA might receive additional funding. They will come back with data that will explain why this is taking place in the city, in the neighborhoods, and come back with some information that will allow the public to look at this and say, this is alarming. What are we going to do about it? Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your testimony. Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Very excited about this pilot, and I hope it becomes permanent. Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Great work. Thank you. Aye. The ordinance is adopted.